Are you looking for more daily briefs or have an idea for a new one? Head over to podcastai.com/daily-brief for more. What happens when some of the biggest names in tech and finance join forces to revolutionize artificial intelligence infrastructure? Welcome to the AI News Daily Brief, your go-to for the latest AI updates. Today is Wednesday, March 19th, 2025. Here's what you need to know about NVIDIA and xAI teaming up with BlackRock and Microsoft in a massive $30 billion AI infrastructure fund. Let's dive in. Imagine a world where AI's power is only limited by the infrastructure that supports it. That's the challenge that NVIDIA, xAI, BlackRock, and Microsoft are tackling head-on with their newly expanded AI infrastructure partnership. This isn't just about building more data centers. It's about creating the backbone for the future of AI innovation. Announced in September, this $30 billion effort, initially led by BlackRock and Microsoft, aims to fund new data centers to power AI products. Now, with NVIDIA and Elon Musk's startup, xAI, joining the ranks, the partnership is set to redefine the scale and capability of AI infrastructure. They're not alone in this endeavor. GE Vernova and NextEra Energy are also on board to develop diverse energy solutions, ensuring that these data centers are not only powerful, but also sustainable. BlackRock CEO Larry Fink believes this unparalleled partnership of leading global companies across the AI ecosystem will meet the growing demand for AI infrastructure by leveraging both technology expertise and private capital. Although the group hasn't disclosed how much of their $30 billion goal has been raised so far, it's clear that significant capital and partner interest have surged since the partnership's inception. NVIDIA's shares saw a slight uptick in response to this announcement, despite a drop following CEO Jensen Huang's keynote at the GTC conference. Meanwhile, Microsoft, BlackRock, GE Vernova, and NextEra Energy shares remained relatively stable. As this partnership unfolds, it'll be fascinating to see how these giants shape the future of AI infrastructure and innovation. OpenAI's Deep Research Agent is making waves in the world of white-collar work. This isn't just another chatbot. It's a sophisticated AI that autonomously navigates the web, deciding which links to click, what content to read, and ultimately compiling extensive reports. It's like having a tireless research assistant at your fingertips, ready to dive into any topic you throw at it. Imagine this: you're tasked with writing a comprehensive report on the Massachusetts health insurance industry. Instead of sifting through countless articles and data points, you simply ask Deep Research to handle it. It meticulously searches the web, analyzes the information, and delivers a detailed report complete with citations and charts. That's the power and promise of Deep Research. The tool has been a hit since it went live to the public on February 2nd. Patrick Collison, the chief executive officer of Stripe, even tweeted about it, saying, "Deep Research has written 6 reports so far today." It is indeed excellent. Congrats to the folks behind it. It's not just tech enthusiasts who are impressed. Dean Ball, a fellow at George Mason University, noted that it has caught the attention of the policymaking community in Washington, D.C. Deep Research is available as part of the ChatGPT Pro plan for $200 per month. While this might seem steep, its ability to perform hours of research in minutes could be a game changer for businesses. Ethan Mollick, a professor at the Wharton School, highlighted that while the tool isn't perfect, it can do 40 hours of medium-level work in just 1 hour, making it a valuable asset for senior-level professionals. Of course, like any cutting-edge technology, Deep Research has its challenges. Josh Tobin, an OpenAI researcher, admits that the tool struggles with distinguishing authoritative information from rumors and often fails to accurately convey uncertainty. Despite these blind spots, Tobin is optimistic about the future, envisioning a tool that could handle various white-collar tasks beyond just building reports. The potential for AI agents like Deep Research to automate white-collar work is significant. OpenAI has even hinted at the possibility of offering agents capable of performing PhD-level work at a premium price. This has sparked a debate on whether such tools will augment human workers or replace them altogether. It's a question that industries will grapple with as AI continues to evolve. What sets deep research apart is its ability to simulate reasoning. Unlike traditional large language models that simply generate text, deep research uses a form of reasoning to decide its next steps. This agentic ability is seen as the next evolution in AI, though it's not without its hurdles. Ruslan Salakutinov, a computer scientist at Carnegie Mellon University, notes that while these AI agents are still error-prone, there's a lot of room for innovation and improvement. OpenAI has been training deep research with the help of graduate students and professionals who provide feedback on its outputs. This feedback is essential for the reinforcement learning algorithms that help the model improve. Trainers like Olga Shrivner from the Rose Holman Institute of Technology are impressed by the model's ability to ask for clarification, making it feel more like a collaborative assistant than a mere tool. As AI agents like deep research become more prevalent, they could change how we interact with the web. Amelia Glace from OpenAI points out that a model capable of taking actions and performing valuable work offers a different kind of utility. It's not just about generating text, it's about doing the manual work involved in research, potentially transforming industries and workflows. Imagine an artificial intelligence system that can critique and improve itself based on feedback. Sounds a bit like science fiction, right? Well, it's not. Welcome to the world of TextGrad, a new framework that's reshaping how we optimize generative AI models. Picture this. You're working on a complex problem, like designing a new drug or planning a radiotherapy treatment. Traditionally, you'd rely heavily on expert input and trial and error to refine your models. But with TextGrad, AI models can now receive and act on feedback in natural language, effectively learning and improving without the painstaking manual adjustments. So, why does this matter? It's simple. TextGrad allows generative AI systems to become more efficient and effective across various tasks. Whether it's coding, solving advanced science problems, or designing molecules with specific properties, this framework leverages language model feedback to optimize outcomes. It's like having a supercharged assistant that learns from every piece of feedback it gets. James Zhu and his team at Stanford University have demonstrated TextGrad's versatility through several groundbreaking studies. They've shown it can handle everything from optimizing plans for radiotherapy treatments to designing molecules that meet specific criteria. This isn't just a theoretical exercise. It's being put into practice across different domains, proving its potential to revolutionize fields requiring complex decision-making. TextGrad's approach is inspired by a concept that transformed artificial neural networks years ago, backpropagation. Just as backpropagation opened new doors for neural network optimization, TextGrad is doing the same for generative AI by allowing models to self-optimize using language-based feedback. It's a leap forward in making AI systems more autonomous and capable. The potential applications are vast. Imagine an AI system that can autonomously update its strategies for solving problems, from coding challenges to medical treatment plans, all based on natural language feedback. This self-optimizing capability could lead to more accurate, efficient, and innovative solutions across industries. As AI continues to evolve, frameworks like TextGrad are setting the stage for the next generation of intelligent systems. By enabling models to learn and adapt through feedback, we're not just making AI smarter, we're making it more human-like in its ability to understand and respond to the world around it. Meta's artificial intelligence is making its way to Europe, finally rolling out after a year of anticipation. Welcome back to the AI News Daily Brief. I'm your host, Michelle Tandler. Today, we're diving into how Meta AI is set to launch across major platforms like WhatsApp, Facebook, Instagram, and Messenger in Europe and beyond. Let's explore what this means for users and the AI landscape. Imagine waiting eagerly for a new technology and finally seeing it arrive. That's the case for European users who have been anticipating Meta AI's debut. After a year-long delay due to regulatory concerns, Meta's chatbot is ready to roll out across 41 European countries and 21 overseas territories. While it's not the full suite of features yet, it's a significant step forward. So, why the delay? It all boils down to privacy. Meta had to pause its European launch after Ireland's privacy watchdog requested a halt on training with content posted by Facebook and Instagram users. On top of that, Meta's multimodal Llama AI model faced its own regulatory hurdles in the European Union. But now, after intensive engagement with regulators, Meta AI is ready to go live, albeit in a limited capacity. For now, Meta AI in Europe is sticking to text-based chat features. Users can brainstorm ideas, plan trips, or get answers to specific questions using information from the web. However, they won't be able to generate or edit images or ask questions about photos just yet. Importantly, the model isn't trained on data from European Union users, addressing some of the privacy concerns. Meta spokesperson Ellie Heatrick shared with The Verge that this launch is just the beginning. She emphasized that Meta will continue working with regulators to ensure European users have access to the same AI innovations available elsewhere. It's a cautious approach, but one that aims to balance innovation with compliance. Interestingly, Meta isn't stopping with chatbots. Last November, they started introducing AI features to Ray-Ban's smart glasses in the European Union, although these don't support multimodal features just yet. It seems Meta is committed to expanding its AI capabilities in Europe, aiming for parity with the United States in the future. So, what does this mean for the future? Meta's cautious but persistent approach suggests that while regulatory challenges are real, they're not insurmountable. As Meta AI continues to evolve, European users can expect more features and capabilities over time, potentially revolutionizing how they interact with social media and technology. That's it for today's AI News Daily Brief. Meta's AI rollout in Europe marks a significant step in bridging innovation with regulation, paving the way for more advanced AI features in the region. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated. This is Michelle signing off. Until next time. Are you looking for more daily briefs or have an idea for a new one? Head over to podcastai.com/daily-brief for more.